20 minutes and 3 shots later, whoops, I heard Ryan say my name through the sound system. I knew I should be feeling more nervous, but the tequila had worked wonders in boosting my confidence. As I reached Ryan, he handed me the microphone and helped me step onto the low stage. Just as the jazzy music began to play, I noticed the door of the bar opening. The frame of the man who walked in seemed familiar to me, and as I squinted, I realized it was Logan. I felt myself gasp in a small breath. I hadn't seen Logan in a few months. Not since going out with him and Adam for New Year's Eve and watching him kiss a random brunette at midnight, which, truthfully, had crushed me. He wore a white t-shirt and dark pants tonight, his long, unruly brown hair peeking out from underneath a backwards Rockies hat. He looked, well, he always looked good. Just as he reached the bar, I began to sing Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande. I'd meant for the sexy tune to be a total joke. But now, as I started to sing, watching Logan order a drink, I felt the familiar vulnerability that always seemed to rear itself within me when I was around him. In an attempt to regain my composure, I closed my eyes and focused on the song's opening lyrics. After singing the first verse, I opened my eyes again to immediately find Logan's face. He was sitting at a high-top table in the center of the bar's lounge, watching me. Even through the dimly lit view of the bar, I could see surprise in his eyes and a small smile playing on his lips. He looked positively delighted, like he was tickled to have stumbled upon me, to witness this moment. I felt my own smile bloom as I continued singing. I remained locked in Logan's eyes, watching as he took a sip of his beer. When he moved to set the bottle back down on the table, I could see his eyes slowly shift from delight to something else, a much darker expression that I'd seen before, a dangerous look that had plagued my mind for years, one that I'd questioned over and over again, as if it maybe wasn't ever actually real, that perhaps I'd made it up, telling myself stories, crazy things, to soothe the continuous wounds that he'd inflicted on my ego. But here it was, right there on his face, proof of his predatory hunger, like he was a man starved. It was the look he gave me right before he kissed me many moons ago, the look he gave me on my prom night. The look I swore I'd caught him giving me numerous times over the years, in many quick moments, small flashes, before he'd always reverted back to his steady expression of control. Like a moth to a flame, I was enraptured. I was performing. For him. And he made no attempts to conceal the way his body reacted to it. His mischievous eyes locked in on me, his chest rising and falling a bit more rapidly, his hand tightly gripping his bottle of beer. It made me feel good, seeing him reacting this way to me. It made me feel alive. I was once again swirling inside of his orbit, and the familiar rush of it was all-consuming. My whole life, Logan had always been around, and as much as we'd both tried like hell to deny it, there was a dangerous undercurrent of desire that threatened to drown us at any moment. It always felt so damn good to give in to that feeling, to lose the mask of the platonic relationship that we'd worked so hard to protect, and give in to the deep longing that always was.